Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to episode 4 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes attempt to manufacture a new theology from an existing one.
Previously,
you can hear in the distance a kind of the sound of machinery grinding.
It's like, hey Mickey, how come, you know, after Dinosaur Park, we had a moment, but then it sort of fizzled, like, how come we never...
Well, I mean, anyway. You know, there was the will reading, yeah, and then the cataclysm, then I became a car. I've been through a lot. You slam your trotter in, viscera and blood starts trickling down your swine man hand. You bring back your trotter and slam it twice into the pipe. There's no sound, there's no scream, just more splurts of blood.
I thought I might have been able to stop the swine men, but I accidentally fixed their machine that made swine men, and now there's a robot farmer. Probably nothing for us to worry about anymore, though.
Muckmouth is this raider, female raider. She clearly has retired to just lead this little community. Ah, you boys are back, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you fucking get it? Finish filling the gasoline and start driving out.
Yeah.
With Daryl and the spiritual advisor.
We did it.
Two new companions.
Fuck, you guys always get companions. It's bizarre. Radio, I like that you solve your problems. You know, in a normal role-playing setting, you're like, fight your way, kill everyone. You're like, make everyone your mate. And those that you can't move. You're about to drive out of the gate and back into the sort of swine man territory, the muddy hellscape towards Filthport, when a swine man leaps on the back, a confused but angry-looking one. This guy's a lot bigger and tougher than the other one. Maybe he's got nipple rings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like a tough-looking swine man. On his tusks, he's got jewels and trophies draped over the top. Looks like this is a tough-looking fella.
What are you waiting for, mate? Get in!
Oh, Zammit. Zammit, you sneaky bitch. Oh, you sneaky double bitch. Oh.
Oh,
he's convincing the rad spots too.
Oh, yeah, no. He's like, and there's like this long, like a long, like he's got his feet on the back of the, like the back, a tow bar of the Jeep, and he's got one hand on like the fucking inside wall or whatever. Yeah. You're still driving as he's making the decision. You basically leave Swine Man, like the city of Hog, and you're out just in the wasteland before he's like, right. Climbs inside.
Buckle up. Safety first.
I'm like, what's your name, buddy? I'm going to call you Steven.
All right. Daryl and Steve, buckle up. Safety first.
All of the swine men buckle up in the back seat. Like, if you turn around and look, they all look so, like, shocked that this has happened to them. Like, it's like all of them are having that little mental struggle of, like, did I just get kidnapped? I'm so confused. Did I just get saved or kidnapped? The fuck is going on? Radio.
Spiritual advisor. Where?
Yeah?
Where's this whale facility? I feel like we can go there and maybe if we bring back another whale for your mates, everyone will settle down.
Nice. You've just managed to convince him. You both got 6, but you get bonuses for beasts. He's like, oh, I can take us there if you want. Yeah. Bring a whale back might be good for the whole place. Make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great. What happened?
Well, the thief went down to the ground tunnels and he just didn't come back. We don't know why he went. He was so old. We sent our bravest warriors down there and they died. Why did he think he could do it? And so then there was a big fight. Oh, who's going to be the new chief? And everyone's attacking each other. And I'm praying to the tree, trying to get... It was a mess back there.
Did the show get restarted? Sal? So?
Sal?
Sal?
Hang on. How do you know about the Sal?
You asked me about it.
I asked the chief about it.
Yeah, you told us. I told him.
The chief told us.
He was like, you gotta get the sale. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Sorry, shit's confusing. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, it did. The baby started popping out again.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I guess the chief didn't die in vain. Yeah?
I guess he got it done. I guess kind of noble of him.
Yeah. That's why he was the chief.
Pretty good. You, as you're heading back towards Filthport, your three swine men bodies in the back seat, you see several other cars on the horizon. Like, these are, you recognize the cars. These are other mercenaries and wastelanders that live in the small town of Filthport. And as you approach, they all have, like, weapons drawn. They're not threatening, like, you know these people, but they seem suspicious of the three swine men in the back of your jeep.
It's all right, guys. Some muckmouth. It's good.
Muckmouth, like a tall fella with like a long scraggly beard and no hair. Muckmouth wanted swine men?
Oh, they muckmouth wanted information. Swine men got it. It's fine.
Why do you need three of them? Also, Joel. There's a guy named Paste.
Why would you not want three of them?
Let's roll.
Paste.
He's like, yeah, fair call.
Paste.
Better.
Tape, Joel. How's it going, mate?
How's
it going, mate?
How the waste been treating you?
Oh, it's all right. I've got three swine men now. We're all mates.
Right.
This one's Daryl and Steve, a spiritual advisor.
Yeah, right.
I want to say we found God, I think. Spiritual advisor, what's your God like?
It's the tree. The tree which pops out the babies.
Yeah. So I grabbed a bit of wood, like this tree.
Oh, well, yeah, that tree.
So, like, this is a splinter.
A bit of God.
Bit of God. So, like... Like, form a sneaky splinter religion?
Literally?
Like, literally?
Literal.
Can we convince him? Kind of like how we have Catholicism and it splits off a bit.
Yeah.
Have the tree, it splits off a bit.
I mean, it's still God, I guess, technically.
So.
And ask Paste if he wants to join.
Paste like, no, I'm all right, fellas.
Yeah, all right.
You carry on through. Mike Mouth's waiting for you.
Sick. Can I use some of that bit of tree and either buff up my... Yeah, put on my armor.
Yeah, rightio.
Yeah.
You're going to become a wasteland paladin, Samus.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll call that a brain roll too. You could probably get Ape Joel to build your armor for
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
he's got a better brain than you.
When we get to back to Mike Mouth, can you just like... Oh, yeah, get some swine man tusks and that cured leather...
Combine them all.
Armor me good with that wood.
Yeah, sounds good.
Radio.
Perfect.
You arrive back in Filthport. You like pass through the cars. Everyone seems like, it seems like they were just on patrol and sus of you, but then you explained it. So they're like, you're through.
We're smiley boys waving.
Yeah, you're all mates. Like,
great mates.
Fucking Paste, what a guy. And you arrive back in Filthport. Are you going to armor up Zammit before you see Muckmouth? Or?
No.
I'll do it when we're back.
You walk in. Muckmouth is sitting at the table. She's eating some, probably swine man meat, to be honest. Maybe fish. You're nearer. See,
that's pretty good.
She looks up. You fucking get it this time?
Like, better.
What the fuck are you fuckwits doing? Bringing in some fucking swine men to our fucking town?
No.
Paste let you through.
Mate, they're our mates. This is Daryl. This is Steve. This is our spiritual advisor.
Is this fucking true? They're fucking mates. The swine men nod. Yeah, I think so.
It was a rescue mission.
It was a rescue mission.
I'd give an ape wink.
An ape wink at Mark Mouth.
Yeah.
Don't you fucking wink at Mark Mouth. You saucy fucking ape. No, thank you.
You saucy fucking ape.
Right. So
spiritual advisor, come here.
He kind of shuffles forward. It's like they're so big. They're like 6 foot all.
Now, spiritual advisor, he knows where the whales are from.
Yeah, the whale, it's a facility, like a big factory building. Yeah, I can lead you there.
See?
Right. Muckmouth's like, yeah, all right, fucking good. You did it good, right?
Sick.
You fellas coming to the whale facility, right?
Yeah, I guess. Like, yeah, fine.
Yeah, good. All right. So just fucking strap that fella to the front car, I guess, and we'll all fucking head off.
Sick.
cool. I like that you're letting it happen. That's good. Two fellas come in, like Paste and like maybe like another big like wastelander.
All right. They... Spiritual advisor, this is a test from God. This is how religions are formed, mate.
I don't know if that's true.
I grab the wood, mate.
Oh, fuck. You fucked up so bad. He's like, what? Why are you letting this happen to me? Two fellas just pick him up and walk him outside. You rolled a one, he rolled a 20.
I'm like, should we intervene? Like, Matt, well.
The two other swine men, Daryl and
Steve.
Steve are like, just looking at you. It seems like they've de facto'd you to the chief. Like, they're like,
yes.
I guess you're the new chief.
Yeah.
You took us, so.
It's a
sure?
Part of a God.
They believe you. You don't even Sick. Need to roll. They're just on. Muckmouth, she gets up, finishes her meal, and she's like, all right, I'll meet you boys out at the cars where everybody's getting ready to head down.
Yeah, we've got to restock a bit. Just
If you fellas want any fucking thing, just take it. You know, need anything to help, you've done me a fucking great service. You know, we could be eating fucking grape for forever.
Yeah.
You know? So if you want to take anything.
What food do swine men like?
They'll eat anything.
What's their favorite?
Probably like, what is a pig like? Truffles?
Do you reckon there's any of that lying around? Because I'm going to try and win the chief back. Not the chief.
Nah, don't worry, we got this. See, what I'm hoping is going to happen is that he'll have a spiritual awakening whilst on the front of our car. And then he'll be like, oh, sorry I doubted you.
You're my god
You're
now.
You're the god now. Yeah? See?
All right, I'll leave him.
Rightio.
Sneaky wasteland paladin.
Do you want to roll your... Brains with any bonus? Oh, I'm doing the rolling. Jackson Belly, King Dickhead.
So what's that? What do you want? Yeah, so get them that wood and leather and a couple of them swine man tusks to make it look a bit authentically.
I think back to the religious. Golden days and remember Ben-Hur. Mm. I'm like, I'm going to make some armor like Ben-Hur. So all right. That gives me film knowledge.
Fucking got you there.
So that's +9.
+9. Radio, poor lucky because you rolled a 2.
Can I give him a bit of European history as well?
Yeah.
To add to that?
If you're making it so that's 9, 10, 11. What do you get for European history?
+1.
12. I'm going to say you can take an extra +1 to your armor.
Oh, sick.
Give you another +1 to your health. But look, you can do that as many times as you like with new shit, so you'll be right. The only rule is there are no rules.
Sorry, did that use all of our cured leather?
I'm going to say that used one piece of cured leather, that used both tusks, and that used the wood.
The pair of tusks or the individual tusks?
Up to Zamet.
Ah, all the tusks, fuck it.
All four?
Yeah.
All right.
Make it look sick as shit.
Maybe two tusks as like, what do you call the shoulder?
Like pauldrons?
Yeah. Tusk
two
pauldrons.
Suck pauldrons and two suck, like, tusks
on, your arms?
On the arm so I can have a bit of a sword and slash.
Yeah, rightio.
And both like pieces braces. Of wood?
Yeah.
Rightio.
And one piece of cured leather, but there's still one more piece.
Yeah.
I'm going to fashion myself some...
You can make like a cloak, like a hood.
Ape gloves.
Yes. What? Some cogs are turning in your brain. You can also, if there's anything you really like specifically want, Muckmouth has said like go nuts for the...
I want an ape helmet.
All right.
You can find enough metal and
like a gridiron helmet?
Yep.
Sick.
Like a prop, like a... All right, let's roll your investigate, I guess, which would be your brains, I guess. No, all right, look.
Friday Night Lights.
You go scrabbling through, like, the storehouses and Muckmouth. Oh, she's the
ape.
Look, throw it away. Pick up something with your ape hands. And because Muckmouth is the leader of this and, like, her word is law, you've pretty much been given blank permission to search other people's houses as well. And in one of the dwellings of somebody, you find a dirty gridiron helmet that has had most of its, like, decal and stuff washed away and, you know, worn away by time. But, yeah, you can chuck on a gridiron helmet. Good.
Yeah, I do.
You're going to, like, leatherify that?
Yeah, the inside, though, so it's comfortable on my bald ape head.
You don't want it to chafe.
No chafing.
Righty-o. Yeah, you get take +1 armor, so that's you're on 11 health, and you're on 13?
Whatever.
No. Yeah, 12?
12.
Ah, righty-o. Good. Righty-o. Armored up and helmeted up. You head back to the entrance to Filthport, and you can see several wasteland vehicles preparing for a road war, effectively. Or preparing to go to this facility, wherever it is, and raid it for its whales. You can see Paste with his vehicle. You can see Muckmouth, who has like a little kind of what do you call this fucking beach cars?
Dune buggy
with a dune buggy, and on the front, like tied to a pole, is the spiritual advisor.
I thought it'd be on our van, but all right, Muckmouth.
You can see Muckmouth has got like a pistol aimed at him, at like just so that he can get the right directions.
Fair enough.
And there are like various other vehicles. You know, you can investigate the people on them if you want, or you can just carry on.
I'll have a little bit of a look. Who's there?
Righty, you've got Paste, Smitty. There's probably like a large sort of bus sort of deal, which is probably...
Is Paste Smitty's his name, or is it Paste?
Paste and is Smitty. In one car. Smitty is in another car, which is sort of similar to Paste, just kind of like your classic road warrior sort of deal. A bus driven by somebody named Styx, who's like a bald lady, let's say. Why not? And that's pretty much the convoy at the moment.
That's all right.
Yep, and you guys in your Mickey Jeep. Ready?
With Daryl and Steve.
Yeah. Daryl and Steve in the back.
Yep.
Do we give them weapons? They're swinemen.
They've got tusks.
I'm like, what do you guys want? They're like, tusks. It's all right.
We've got tusks. We're okay. What are we doing?
Don't worry. This is a spiritual quest.
They don't say anything, but you get the idea that they're like, we should run.
So buckle up. Safety first.
They buckle up, but they're looking at each other.
Buckle up, safety first.
They're buckled.
I was going to explain the situation to them, but then I remembered I have -3 explanations.
Not going to work out. You'll just make them more stressed.
We're just getting some whale, all right?
Okay.
For your town.
I thought it was for your town.
It can be for both.
Are you ever going to take us back?
If you want to.
I do. What are you? You head out into the wasteland. You are up the back, but you're kind of behind Muckmouth, and you can see very occasionally she kind of waves a pistol at the spiritual advisor, and he extends a trottery to left, right, or forward.
Oh, that's good.
She's basically using him like a swine man GPS.
I sure as I'm like 50 at the moment. That's great.
You're old, grizzled.
I'm grizzled and graying, and that's good.
You can finally have your side temples all gray. Oh. Dusty faces, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Rightio, after riding for a while, you sort of leave the muddy swine man kind of landscape, and you arrive in a kind of dustier, more hard, like the earth is cracked. This area seems like more of a wasteland, less of a muddy hellscape.
Mm.
And up in the distance, you can see you're still on the coast. There's this large, four-story building, like a classic old factory. And you can smell coming from it this thick odor of like seafood, this powerful, overwhelming stench that probably hits you before you even see the facility of seafood. Sea creatures.
Yeah. This is going to my sea life stats be like,
You see that the spiritual advisor just has both trotters extended forward towards this facility. Eventually, you all just pull up out the front. You can see that the door is kind of on its side, like it's been opened clearly by the swine men before you. Let me just make some rolls. Okay. Zaman, as you're approaching, you notice, maybe you just sort of spy them as you're driving, you're focusing on the road ahead. You see what looks like tire tracks already in the road. You're not sure how fresh they are or anything like that, but you're like, oh, that's a bit suspicious.
Tire tracks. I'm like, spiritual advisor, how did you guys get here?
The spiritual advisor cannot hear you because the wind in his face are making him largely deaf.
I'm like, Muckmouth, can we just get him down?
Muckmouth, he's like, yeah. Everybody pulls up out the front. She's like, yeah, all right, get off your fucking horse. She unties him and brings him down. Oh.
I put a hand on his shoulders.
He just flinches away.
Do you feel more enlightened, mate?
Yes. Yes or no?
I grab him by the shoulders. My boy.
Yeah.
Kiss him on the forehead.
Piggy.
Piggy? Piggy. He's going like, we're building something here, mate.
The swine man seems like he's reluctantly coming around to your side.
And I just like smack him a bit on the like, you know, like,
yeah, like you smack him in the chin, like you're doing good, kid.
Doing good. Well, this is important stuff. I'm like staring him in the eyes, like this is
his tiny little black beady pig eyes blink like with understanding.
They will tell stories of this.
Okay. He seems afraid of Muck Mouth, but on your side.
Okay, Daryl and Steve, you're scribing this, right?
Oh. They start scrabbling around in the back of the car. There's no paper. We can't.
Well, you remember this moment. And when we get to somewhere, you...
Neither of them commit to memory. They both got like, they got a 2 and a 3. They're like, yeah, immediately forget what you asked.
Write the new gospel.
Fuck. Okay. So are you heading inside?
Yeah. So I got him down. So how did you guys get the whale?
We drove one of our trucks here, chucked it on the back and drove it back.
Like when you, like, what kind of, is it like a point to the tracks? Like those kind of tracks?
Yeah, exactly those kind of tracks.
All right, sick.
That's less stressful then.
All right.
Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Dusha has the good brains. Zamet has the shit brains. Dusha, you're like, something about those tracks don't seem right. Those tracks seem pretty fresh. Maybe they've tracked, like, the reason you can see the tracks is that it's some of the mud from the swine man territory. And whereas you'd imagine it would have dried by now, this is still quite wet and fresh. You're not quite sure how new it is, but you're like, that's not old.
I wish my landscapes was higher.
I mean, yeah. All right, Muckmouth, she kind of gets up in front of everyone. She's like, right, paste, you cunt. Sticks, you fuckwit. Fucking, who else was there?
Smitty,
you piece of shit. We've got to head inside, all right? Everybody fucking flank me. She pulls out her pistol. All right, you two boys, Ape Joel, also Joel, yeah. You're coming from behind, yeah? How's that sound?
All right.
We made medieval weapons like dickheads when we could have got guns.
She's like, all right, cunts. And she opens the front door and steps inside. You follow him?
Yeah. I keep reading my sign as hot piss and cough.
You can change it to that.
All right.
Hot piss and cough. Just have a hot piss. And then cough.
Yeah.
Righty, you head into open the front doors and you walk inside. They've got their pistols drawn. Maybe you've got your sign out, Dusha, just 8 fists, I guess, ready to punch.
Someone's getting wrestled by an ape.
You got no
weapons.
That's funny.
I didn't. Yeah.
You're a wizard, though, so it's all right.
You got.
I'm
cosmic,
a wizard.
You got cosmic powers.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of started Zamet out like a fighter and you out like a wizard.
Yeah.
In sort of the back of my head? So like a wizard barbarian?
Yeah, I guess. Looking at my stat sheet, yeah.
I guess.
Like, yeah, wizard who can rage?
Sure. Zamet, kind of like a bard.
A bard.
Bard paladin,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of works. I mean, it's not one-to-one from Dungeons & Dragons to Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG, but
it's something.
It's
for children 10 and up.
Children 10 and up. You're playing this under 10, it's a crime. Anyway, so you enter this facility, and the sort of main area that you come into is like a foyer. There's a clearly long abandoned desk behind which would have sat, you know, like an employee which would have let people into the facility. And you can see there's this very faded sign up above it, which just says whale, and then the middle part of the sign has disappeared, and then it just says facility on the other side. And it's got like an established and, you know.
What date was it established?
It was established, let's see, the will reading happened in 2016. 2017.
Oh, that's probably like whale facility. I'm like, fucking Muckmouth, couldn't have just added one.
Well, I didn't know where it fucking was, did I?
I said north.
Also, Joel.
You said north anyway. No, it's fine.
There's a lot of fucking facilities in the wasteland.
You're right, fair.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ, Muckmouth.
Hassling out grapes. There's a door that has staff only written above it, and then there's a door that is kind of just heading off on the other side. So there's one to your left, one to your right.
Let's go on the staff only one.
I was going to say, spiritual advisor, you've been here before, you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So where's the whales?
He kind of points to the one that doesn't say staff only.
All right.
Good call.
Righty-o. You open that door and you head out onto kind of like a sort of some stairs going up and around. It seems like this is almost like an area where maybe you would have gone to just observe what's happening. The room is completely dark. Maybe you light torches. Maybe some of you just have actual torches. You don't need to light torches like medieval bloody knights. And as your lights shine around this room, which you get the sense is cavernous, you see in the middle, like your torchlight maybe glances across this massive cylindrical vat in the middle of this room, which has inside it this massive sperm whale. You're not sure if it's alive or dead, and the smell of seafood is overpowering. You can also... Oof. Damn it, you hear the kind of telltale sound of footsteps somewhere else in the facility, or trotter steps, you know.
Yeah. Guys, there's some trotters over that way.
Let's see if you can pinpoint where they're coming from. You have no idea. It kind of echoes throughout the facility, so you're not quite sure which
direction.
There are
some swine men around, ladies and gents.
Daryl and Steve are just like, yeah, we're here.
I mean, other than... Come on, guys.
Should have said.
Sorry, that was on me. No, fair, that was on me. That was on me.
Mucknath is like...
I'm going to try and convert him.
You're on like some sort of a staircase and then a railing. So Mucknath is like, well, we need to fucking get down to the bottom if we want to fucking look into this properly, right? So everybody climb down.
Yeah.
Keep a fucking eye out. She's whispering that as well. You guys climbing down?
Yep. Keeping an eye out.
Keeping an eye out. Radio. Everyone's punches. Zammit, you climb down without it like a stress. You fucking grab the railing, hoist yourself over it, land and roll. And you're up and you're already looking around. You can hear behind you the like thump, thump, thump of the rest of your wasteland crew landing. And then the as Ape Joel careens into the ground.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Face first. Scary ape face first.
Like, you're an ape. How do you fuck up climbing, you dickhead?
The moment he lands, and maybe you make a little screech as you land, a little ape squeal, you hear from somewhere else in the facility, the whole giant cavernous room you're in erupt with squealing. You can hear swine men. You can't even count how many of them are. You just hear this squealing echoing throughout the facility.
A lot of swine men.
Seems like they maybe have zeroed in on you. But... you still can't quite tell where they're coming from. It's quite dark around you. You're going to shine your torches around, try and see where they are?
Get the spiritual advisor to make a speech.
Yep.
You convince him. I can't.
Yeah, I was like, shine a torch around.
What do you? Zammit, you shine your torch, you can't see shit. Dusha, the same. You just can't see them. Torches are glancing off everything. There's a lot of glass. As your torches explore the room, you glance off other vats with whales in them. You see just like bits of pink flesh kind of hanging off some of the walls. It seems like this facility was designed to grow whales in vats, and that's gee whiz what it's done.
Spiritual advisor, can you just do a bit of a screeching backwards? Like, you know, communicate with your people and just be like, come in peace. Tell them about a new religion.
The spiritual advisor is like, oh, all right. And he kind of squeals throughout the facility. There's like a weird exchange between them. And then, hang on.
The old god is dead. All worship the new god.
You're not going to rest until you're the god of this campaign. That's good.
Oh, I don't need the god. I just need to, like, I'm a paladin. I serve that god.
That you're inventing.
I'm inventing. Which these swine people on side.
They're pretty sneaky.
Yeah, you hear an exchange between the spiritual advisor and the swine man in the facility, but, like, you don't speak swine man.
Not at all.
The spiritual advisor's like, yeah, I think I got him on side. Zamet. No, Dusha. You see through his shit. It seems like things are actually far worse than he's making it out to be. Like, he failed pretty hard. Got him.
That's all right, then.
Are you sure?
Yep. This time, Zamet, you're like, wait a second.
Ah.
This slimy bugger's fucking lying to us good.
I like.
We both clue in hard.
I grab him, slam up against the wall.
Wait, which wall?
Like the vat that's nearest us.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Don't slam someone into glass that we need alive.
Okay, you slam him into the glass, and there's, like, this crack forms. Nothing's leaking, but, like, you hear a kuk, kuk, and a crack forms behind him. Oh, all right, I'll try again.
I'm like, do you not believe, mate?
Oh, they want to protect their lives.
I don't care. Do you not believe, mate?
Oh, God. That's a +2 to intimidate him. Oh, he's fucking terrified. Of course I believe in the new god. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. On side. Whatever you say.
Like, Splinterhoof.
Splinterhoof. Love it. Believe in the Splinterhoof. All day. But the swine men, they're still coming.
How many of them?
Sounds like about 10.
10? All right.
They're not normally this good at hiding. Just saying.
Where are they?
He kind of, like, gestures to one corner of the room. I'll give you another chance to scan with your torches. Whenever you scan, the rest of the gang is scanning. Ah, this time, Dusha, your torch lands squarely on the beady black eyes of one who, like, looks shocked for a moment and dips out of the light. You've seen them. You can see them in the corner. They've descended down. They're kind of, like, approaching you in this sort of, like, factory floor part of the facility.
All right. I'm like, all right, spirit advisor. Let's get these non-believers.
Ready up. Let's roll that initiative. For a fight in the dark, everybody's at negatives. Okay, it goes Dusha, the swine man. Zamet, your allies. Ready up, Dusha. You can see one swine man with your torch.
Mm-hmm.
The rest are largely invisible to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of all in cover. There's a lot of boxes and vats around you. It's, difficult to see all of the swine men, but you've got one in your sights.
How big are the boxes?
The boxes are like, they're kind of like, just imagine your typical crate. You know what I mean? Like about roughly nearly a meter in squared. All right.
I'm going to use a bonus that I thought I had that I don't.
All right. Did you think you had a bonus for boxes?
Crates. Like, because I'm thinking about Donkey Kong and Smash Bros.
I can understand why you'd think you have a crate bonus, but you don't.
No, I don't. But that's okay. Grappling is lifting stuff, right?
I'll allow it.
Cool. I pick up the nearest crate and lob it at the...
Ready up. That's just your punches. Ready up. You heft that crate with your gorilla strength and maybe keeping a torch on him so you don't lose it. You heft the crate into it. It lands. Fuck. There's just like a as the crate lands flat on top of this swine man. It's just like it squished him. Like it was made of Play-Doh. That swine man is very much gone.
Got him good.
The swine men approach, get closer, and I'll roll to see if you guys can spot them. Are the Joels going to die this early into the game? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut D and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.